College basketball's Final Four were decided after one of the most astounding weekends in the history of college basketball, according to some observers. In one semifinal, Illinois will play Louisville. In the other, North Carolina plays Michigan State. And those four teams made it after a breathtaking weekend of comebacks and overtimes. Those games kept commentator John Feinstein glued to his couch all weekend. And, John, I'm speaking metaphorically here. I don't know. Do you have a couch? Do you have a chair? What have you got?
I used them all, Steve, before the weekend was over. I was pacing up and down nervously at the end of that Michigan State-Kentucky game. I'm not sure why, just because I thought the game perhaps was never going to end as it went into one overtime after another. It was just an extraordinary weekend. As you said, first Louisville comes from 20 points down against an underdog West Virginia team. You think, wow, that was the game of the weekend. Then Illinois, you know, their dream season is over. They're down 15 to Arizona with only 4 minutes left, and they come back, and like Louisville, they win in overtime. So you go, all right, Saturday was a great day. You'll never match it on Sunday. And then you had a good game, North Carolina-Wisconsin. That was the routine game of the weekend. It was only decided in the last minute of regulation. And then, as I said, that Michigan State-Kentucky game that just went on and on and on.
Going back to that Louisville game for a moment, Rick Pitino's team looked like they were out of it, and now they take him to yet another Final Four.
Yeah, he's the first coach in history to take three different schools, Providence, Kentucky, and Louisville, to the Final Four. Came back to college ball, as you know, 4 years ago after failing miserably with the Boston Celtics, and now he's a hero again in the state of Kentucky. And West Virginia played a great game. Imagine this, Steve, making 18 out of 24 three-point attempts in a game and losing.
Amazing. Amazing. And then there's the Illinois game. Bruce Weber, the coach there.
He's the flip side. We've got two coaches in this Final Four, Rick Pitino and Roy Williams of North Carolina, who are in their fifth Final Fours, as I said. Bruce Weber's only in his fourth year as a head coach. And in his second year at Illinois, he gets Illinois to the Final Four. And again, they looked at Arizona, played perfect basketball for 36 minutes. And then Illinois had this unbelievable run to get the game into overtime and eventually win.
Now, you mentioned that the North Carolina-Wisconsin game was the ordinary game, and that was still a pretty good game. It was dead even at halftime.
No, it was a very good game, and it was a three-point game with a minute to go, and in the context of any other weekend. Steve, to basketball, this weekend was like the Beatles, Isaac Stern, and Arthur Rubinstein all performing on the same bill. That's how good it was. And that's why Carolina-Wisconsin seemed ordinary compared to the rest.
And we mentioned that Michigan State is the other winner, but before we go away here, I want to mention, John, women's basketball here. You mentioned that even though they weren't quite the favorites, they felt like the emotional favorites to you, Connecticut, and now they're gone.
They're gone. They got hammered last night by Stanford. They were only a number three seed. They did struggle with more losses this year, eight, than the last three seasons when they won the national championship. So you've got all the top seeds playing tonight and tomorrow to determine the women's Final Four. We won't know till tomorrow night who it is, but there will be a new champion in the women's game.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Those are the comments of John Feinstein. His latest book is set at the Final Four, by the way. It is his first work of children's fiction, and it's called Last Shot, a Final Four Mystery.